Everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about how to keep going when it feels like the world is falling apart.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So in today's session, I want to talk to you about what to do if you feel like everything's just spinning out of control. And boy, have we got a lot of stuff just going on in the world. We've had, you know, 2 years of pandemic. Now we're into this issue of a war with Ukraine. 2023, I hear, has an asteroid. 2024 is Godzilla. And I just want to kind of express some thoughts along the way that I've been feeling, which I think you'll probably find quite useful. And it just helps me to put into order the reason I do stuff and the reason why you should go and do stuff. So if we were to go back to 1980, I don't know when it was, 83, the Falklands War, whenever that was, you know, obviously the UK was at war. And I know it was, you know, 4,000 miles away, but still, the UK was at war. And the pandemic, horrific, you know, 6 million people dead as of today, you know. And then Ukraine, a million and a half people shifted out of Ukraine in just 5 days. A threat of nuclear war. Nobody knows what's going on. It's really scary. And I totally get that it's completely scary. But I tell you something that I've learned in my 49 years on this rock, going around the sun. And 49 years, by the way, is an arbitrary number, isn't it? It's just like, well, how often does the Earth go around the sun? Oh, 365 days. Oh, okay. What if a year was 400 days? Would I be 35 years old? Do you know what I mean? That's the difference. But let me just share some stuff that I think about this. And so, a couple of things here. One is that if you're constantly watching the news, you are constantly going to be stressed out about what's going on in the world. And I'm not saying that you should step out of the world and not ever see what's going on in the world. I'm saying that you should see what's going on in the world every so often. Now, this might be once every 3 days. It might be once a week. I know some people, they don't even watch the news at all. How stressed out do you think they are about Ukraine, nuclear war, pandemic? They're not that stressed. They follow the rules. They do everything they're supposed to do. But they're not actually that stressed by it because they don't focus on it. And it's like, you know, in 5 years' time, it will be something else. Heck, it might be Godzilla. It might be aliens landed in 10 years. Who on earth knows? Like, nobody knows this stuff. But what I can tell you is that there will be a crisis in 5 years' time. There will be a crisis in 10 years' time. When you're 100, there will be another world-ending crisis. A life-changing problem on this planet. And it is the nature of who we are. And we have this idea that for whatever reason, because we've had a period really of stability, that we think that that's what the world is actually like. And that's not what the world is like. Just 12,000 years ago, we were under 2 miles of ice. We were in an ice age. It's not even that long ago, 12,000 years ago. Younger Dryas came along, massive meteor hit Greenland, created the flood that you hear of in the old stories. And if you want to know more about that, check out the Younger Dryas. Loads of really interesting stuff. Loads of flora and fauna was killed off in North America. Saber-toothed tigers all killed off. Woolly mammoths all killed off. Flash flooding, which I think is probably where most of the biblical flooding comes from, and so on. Everyone's got a flood story, by the way, from Mesopotamia to Syria, and it's all the same thing. So, what I'm saying is that we've had a period of really stability for the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years? Well, I'm only 49. What else have we had? Other than a pandemic, and other than, you know, a potential world war, which I don't think is going to happen, it's just Putin being a dick. But other than that, what else have we had where it's been unstable? Yeah, we've had this, and we've had that, and we've had a bombing, and we've had, you know, we've had flu, like Spanish flu. We've had this, that and the other. We've had a couple of various things flying around. And nothing as major as we've got. And so I think humans as a species are actually quite weak at the moment because we've not really had that many challenges. And I know we've got a challenge of food supply. It doesn't seem like it because your shops are stocked. But right now we've got a problem of energy supply. The energy that comes from Russia is going up through the roof. Some of those numbers I'm seeing, you know, even my energy from £200 a month has gone to £6,000 a year. Huge, huge increases. And I think part of this is because we've actually lived in a time that's been really, really stable. But that is not our existence. That's definitely not the human story. The human story is quite opposite to that. We have actually suffered in the last 200,000 years being in this current form as a human. You know, we've had this very unstable situation, and we tend to think that the world is just going to move on forward and everything's going to be the same 10 years from now, love, light and goodness, and 100 years from now and 2,000 years from now. And it's wrong. I don't know where we get this idea from that, oh no, life's just going to be great. Life's really hard. Even when you make it, life is hard. When you get financially free, you know, we've had some stuff come and hit us. We've got a couple of tenants not paying rent. We got a massive refurb to do because the tenant left the place in an absolutely dire situation. We've got Brexit. My receipts got stuck in transit. We're now at HM Customs. Takes 6 to 8 weeks. They're basically late for the year end. So now I'm going to get hit with fines. Then because of Brexit, we've got another £6,000 of accountancy fees because I've had to use a Spanish accountant. And then because of Brexit, we've had... what else have we had? Well, we've had... You know, I'm now a tax resident in Spain, not the UK. We have all these massive things. And it's like this idea of, well, what makes you think life's going to be perfect every day? What makes you think that when you get financially free, Dan, every day is going to be financially free? That's not the way that this world works. And I think the sooner that we can get there to have an understanding that actually this is not how the world works. The world is a very mean place. It will beat you and beat you and beat you. Just to quote Rocky. I've not quoted Rocky for a bit, so let's quote him again. And it's not how many times you get knocked down, but how many times you get back up. And that's it. That's where we're at, folks. We are a time and a place and a moment which will go down in history. And in the meantime, while you're running around like Chicken Little, worried that the sky is falling in, other people like Jacob Rees-Mogg are making 40 million quid off selling his shares because he knew before sanctions came in to sell his shares in the Russian bank. Is it Sberbank he had his shares in? They went down from $20 to 5 cents. Like, I get it. We are the little people, folks. And those at the top really don't care about us. They just want more money and more power. And the more you focus on the bad stuff, the more that you're going to let those guys win. And the more that you focus on building your business, building wealth, getting assets that pay your cash flow every single month, having things like trusts in place and insurance in place for when the shit hits the fan, having all this stuff in place is what's going to get you through this. And if you're not making these changes right now, and the changes that you're making are you go up, you go to work, and every day is the same, every week is the same, every month is the same, and every year is the same, then you're really going to struggle. This is going to cause you some big problems further down the line. And I think that your job right now should be to start investing. Start moving this stuff over and doing what you need to do so that when Godzilla wakes up and takes over the world in 3 years' time, you've got stocks and shares, you've got food stacked up, you've got your toilet rolls, life is good. Regardless of what's going on. Like, you can't control any of this. Like, the Ukraine situation, or let me rephrase that, Ukraine situation, you can't control any of that. And this is part of the problem, isn't it, I think, is that we actually feel quite helpless because we can't actually do anything. Like, what can you or I even think about doing about Ukraine? Nothing. What is there for us to do? And it's very, very frustrating. Yeah, I know you can give some money, and there's people, you know, driving to Poland with minivans full of stuff. But it's so tiny and insignificant, you know, compared to what the government should be doing. And I get all that. And so I actually think on something like that, that your job would be best served by you going out, making a lot of money, paying a lot of tax, raising money, more money than you could ever imagine, getting in a van and driving to Poland. Like, how much stuff are you going to fit in that van? Not much. Well, how about you make £100,000 donation? Now, how many vans have you got? Quite a few, I would imagine. This is where you should be moving towards. This is why you've got to stay focused. This is why you've got to keep your eye on a target. And eye on the target is for you guys to get incredibly wealthy. And then when you get wealthy, then you can help other people through the use of your resources that you've accumulated through that process of getting wealthy. All right, that'll do it. Quite an interesting one today. A bit more somber than usual. It's raining and I'm a bit under the weather, so maybe that's why. But anyway, I just wanted to share those thoughts. Hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.